Hey everybody, this is Pam from the Paper Outpost, joining you today on the podcast, The Paper Outpost, The Joy of Junk Journaling, and today's topic is craft rooms, craft spaces, craft studios, where we choose to make our crafts, and the decisions that go into that, and the different kinds of options that we have. Now I'm going to tell you a funny little story. Okay, it's an odd story, but I figured I'd share it with you because it's right on point, right on topic here today. So, where I craft is a craft room in my house, and it used to be my dining room. And I no longer have my dining room. I have a craft room instead. And the way that came about is a little bit odd, so I'll tell you the story quickly. So basically, my mother died in my dining room. No, she didn't keel over at the dining table, thankfully, but she got sick, and long story short, she stayed with us with hospice care, and she couldn't go upstairs anymore to her room, and so we cleaned out the dining room, and we made it her, basically, the hospice at home room, and so she passed away in this room. So once that happened, I believe this was back in 2009, I could no longer eat a meal in the dining room after we put the table back in here after all that. And so I thought, talk to my husband about it. And we decided we were gonna make the room something different. And he said, it's up to you, honey. You make the room whatever you wanna make it. So at first we tried a workout room, and I came in and I painted the walls and we cleaned everything out. It was just an empty space, and we tried to, you know, work out in here, and that kind of flopped along for a while, but really, you know, that kind of that ship sailed. And you know, he said, you've always wanted a craft room. Why don't you make it a craft room? And so I said, you know what? I think that's a great idea. So basically, long story short, I literally sit right where my mom died and I make my crafts. And at the time I thought, oh, is this going to be weird? Is it going to be odd? Well, no, it turns out it actually makes me feel good, because I know she would want me to create things and create new life and bring new things into existence. And I have her picture and a picture of my dad, who's also passed away, up on the wall. It sits on top of a bureau. And so they feel like they're here with me, encouraging me to craft along and follow my joys and my passions. So thanks, Mom and Dad, for that. But I just thought I'd share that with you. Never really shared that before, but that's the honest to God truth. I no longer have a dining room. I don't have a dining room table. We just gave it away, and the chairs and all that stuff. And you know, we eat out in the kitchen, basically. but crafting, you know, when you pick your crafting space, sometimes not everybody has a craft room. That's, I understand that. And let's put these in, I would say, ranking order. Let's talk about the ultimate. I mean, to me, the ultimate dream would be a separate studio somewhere, separate craft studio. And I know I've talked to some of you crafters who actually have this. Maybe it's an off-site place, maybe almost like a little store somewhere, or perhaps you have rented studio space somewhere. Or perhaps you have converted a garage on your property into your art studio, craft studio, or maybe you have a cabin in the woods or something miraculous like that, and that's where you do your crafting, and life is wonderful. Oh, I just thought of another one, because I know somebody else who crafts that way. And, you know, that to me would be the ultimate. And maybe there's, you know, like crafting centers and stuff like that, and crafting retreats and the amazing places you can craft like that, and crafting getaway weekends and fun like that. But, you know, for most of us, we're either in our homes or our apartments or our condos or our, you know, RVs or our, you know, whatever have you, our tents. And we're finding a way to craft. And, you know, another thing is, if you don't have a studio and you don't have a dedicated craft room, maybe you have a craft area. And I think probably most people might have this, a craft area, and it might be a permanent craft area, or it could be a temporary setup. Let's say, for example, it's in your kitchen, and you craft in your kitchen because you've got a nice table to work on there and you can spread out. But at the end of the day, you sort of have to wrap everything up and clear the decks so the family can come in and eat. So it's a temporary or a breakdown situation where you might have to wrap everything together and move it and use it for multiple purposes, this area. And that can work great. A lot of people do that. I actually have a makeshift painting area in my kitchen. I have this little window that overlooks a little body of water, and it's very inspirational for me to sit there and paint. And I have really good light in there for that, so that really helps. But if it's not your kitchen, maybe it's your dining room. You know, a lot of times today, dining rooms are just not used that much anymore. Or we have a den or, a little home office or something like that. It might have a little nook or an area that you're using to craft. It might be a dedicated space. It might be a collapsible space, too, that you have to clear the decks. Some other unusual spaces might be the front porch or the back patio. Sometimes we like to get some fresh air while we're crafting, and we set up a little makeshift craft area while we're sitting on the front porch watching the neighbors walk by, and maybe getting some cool breezes and sipping lemonade in the summer, or maybe we've got a little heater out there in the winter, or we're watching the fall colors change and we want to do some crafting and get inspired by that. Or the back patio, the same thing. You're out looking over your lawn in the back, or maybe you're sitting on your apartment balcony just looking out there, and it's nice and quiet and nobody's bugging you, and you're able to chill and unwind and do your things. And it could be a nice sacred space, a nice very peaceful sacred space, which is hard to achieve and not always easy in this day and age when we have friends and family and obligations and responsibilities around us. Sometimes it is nice to carve out just a little tiny area, and it really doesn't take a lot of space, because the most the space occupying thing that we're doing when we're actually crafting is very small. It's only about a foot by foot. It's all the stuff that we feel we need to have around us at any moment, that we drag into the space, that we feel we need quick and easy access to all this stuff. But I don't know about you guys, but I've always found that I tend to make the best meals when I have the least stuff in the fridge. I have three things to work with, and I got to make a meal out of it, and it better be good, because there's no going back. If I have 101 things, I'll put too many ingredients into the stew, and all of a sudden I'll lose the flavor. That happens all the time. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But some other areas that you might find little nooks or areas to craft in that maybe you use are a spare bedroom, or like I said, if you have a den or something like that, maybe in your own personal bedroom, maybe you have a small table or a small space or something like that where you like to craft. How about in your bed? I've talked to lots of crafters who actually craft in their bed. Maybe they're not feeling that good, and it's just comfortable. They've got space up there. They can spread out all their little trinkets and things to play with all over their bed, and then when it's time to go to sleep, they just roll it all up and tuck it beside them in either a little makeshift bag or box, or something they can slip under the bed or shove in the closet, something like that. I know there's so many ways all of us craft. I think it's amazing that we're so versatile and so adaptable to finding new ways to find a space to do it. And I think that's part of the joy of the commitment of crafting, because we wouldn't go through this if it didn't make us feel wonderful. And it's amazing how adaptable and creative people can be in just creating a space to craft. How about you have a little writing nook in your house somewhere? Maybe sometimes like a little kitchen will have a little writing nook, or maybe in the living room, there's your couch and your coffee table and stuff like that, which are prime locales. But you might have also just a little table with a chair off to the side, and maybe that's your favorite place to craft. How about in the garage? Or have you ever converted part of your garage or some of your garage to a craft area? I used to make soap years ago, and I converted the entire garage to a soap making operation. And so you can definitely do stuff if you're fortunate enough to have a garage. Or maybe you have a shed. Maybe you have one of those garden sheds, and you're able to get out there and do a little crafting. If you can get, like a she shed or a man cave or something like that. How fun is that? And here's a few other odd spots I was just thinking about. Sometimes there is no real available spot, and you've got to think outside of the box, outside of the place that you live in. And one great place to craft where you can have a lot of peace and quiet, if you just bring a nice little bag full of your favorites, is the library, the local library. You can always go in there and just put stuff down on a table. You've got a nice big space. Put your stuff out and away you go. Nobody's going to bother you. It's going to be fun. How about the local coffee shop? If you have a nice, very concise, tiny bag full of your favorites, you can fussy cut in a coffee shop. Why not? Of course, in front of the television, another great place to set up camp. But how about a local park? I mean, do you ever think about just grabbing a bag full of stuff and then taking it to your local park and setting up on a picnic table on a nice day? Might have to deal with a little bit of wind and stuff, but what a nice place to give yourself a breath of fresh air and, you know, pry your you know, bottom off the official craft chair at home and take your crafting on the road. A lot of us like to craft, but some of us travel and we would like to be able to have mobile crafting ability so we can do it anywhere. And that's something that I really want to work on. I want to work on making a little satchel or a kit or something like that, that I can have my basics and then I can just craft wherever I am. And a grab and go. I know there's a lot of those carts and gizmos, and I don't want it to be too big or too overwhelming. I want it to be quick and easy, something I can just throw across my shoulder, maybe a cross shoulder bag type thing, and learn how to do it on the go. I think that would be awesome. How about in your car? How about fussy cutting in your car while you're waiting for, you know, somebody to come out of the shopping mall or the grocery store, or you're waiting to pick up somebody at work or from soccer practice or something, and you're sitting in your car and, hey, you got a pair of scissors and some glue and some, or you're gonna, you know, make some clusters or embellishments, or who knows, you know, there's all sorts of possibilities here. Just thinking about ways and ideas and how we can get our crafting time in, because I know for a lot of us it really is fulfilling. It refills our souls and regenerates our moments of joy in just a regular day. And if we can get this in other places, it just expands our possibilities and opportunities. So how about your friend's house? There's a great option. You can just, you know, keep your house all nice and neat and tidy and just, you know, take your little satchel full of stuff and land over at Sally Sue's, and next thing you know, you're both up and crafting, and you know, you didn't have to take up your kitchen table or anything like that. And then you actually have some social fun too, crafting together. Crafting together can be a lot of fun. How about your local craft stores? Often they will set up tables so that you can craft there. Or maybe they have specific crafting projects on certain days of the week. I know that I believe Hobby Lobby and Michaels and, you know, even Home Depot does that. They'll teach you certain things on certain days of the week and you can just come and, you know, use their areas, which is a great option. Excuse me. How about pop-up locations? You know, if you have your supply cart or your bag or your satchel full of stuff, you know, you can take your stuff on the road. How about if you go to the beach? You know, beach and glue and sand, that might be a little tricky, but the picnic table by the beach might work under a nice palm tree. You know, everybody else is out there getting their tan in a way or something like that, and you're like, this is my opportune time to craft. Found myself a little shade under the palm tree, and away I go. And you know, just thinking of goofy ways or fun ways that might expand your universe when it comes to crafting. Like, for example, in the RV, if you have an RV, that's a great time to hit the road, but do some crafting along the way. You never know what you come across. And, you know, we're very good scavengers, we junk journal makers, and there are supplies around us everywhere. So we know we can make something out of nothing in the blink of an eye or the shake of a hat, and that's no problem. So I think if you have your basics with you, you're going to be pretty good to go, because you're going to find things to make things with as you go. There's going to be pamphlets and brochures and magazines and newspapers and books and advertisements and maps, and there's going to be so many things you're going to come across, and you're going to have your junk journaling head, your brain working, and of course that famous question of, or that thought of, oh, I could use this in a junk journal. I could use that in a junk journal. Oh my gosh, I could see 1,000 things to do with this. It just happens. It starts to happen. It's like wearing a different set of eyeglasses, a different set of readers that just constantly scour the world for possibilities of what you can use to make a junk journal anywhere you go, or embellishments, or you know, just fun little things. You're going to be collecting strings and twines and threads and all sorts of amazing things. And sometimes when you get out of your own environment, you get out of your own craft room, you get out of your own little world, you'll start to see other things that you don't normally see when you're in your own little world. And that will spark a lot of creativity and excitement to get out there and look at things with fresh eyes. And, you know, I've talked about this before, nature. Nature is constantly giving you free craft supplies. All those leaves, all those flowers, all those twigs, all the different pine needles so many things. I mean, it's just take a walk in the park. Go for a little exploratory junk journal adventure in your local park and start grabbing up little things that catch your eye. Pick up that pretty leaf, you know, bring it home and make a little collection for yourself. And I'm going to show you how to do the fast drying method so you can use your plants, your leaves and your flowers quickly, so you don't have to wait 100 years for them to flatten out and dry. Although you can, and it's super, that's nothing wrong with that method too, especially if you get the little train going. You know, you get a pick up a few here this day, a few here that day, and you let a week or two, a month or two or something pass, and next thing you know, you're able to pull out stuff out of your book, your press book, almost on a daily basis because you have it going. But if that it doesn't work for you, then I will show you the easy way that I have discovered. I just sort of fell across it, actually. It's not really rocket science, and there's lots of videos on it, but I'm just going to show you the way I do it, which just it just seems to work, and it's super, super fun and fast. But yeah, that'll probably come out pretty soon, actually. I just wait until I get some more flowers. But I just wanted to, you know, talk about the different crafting areas that we use. How about if you've got a piano and the it's closed, the lid is closed, and there all of a sudden you've got this crafting space? How about your sewing table when you're not using it? It can become a crafting space. How about the little pop-up TV tables that maybe you use to have that little snack in front of the TV? Maybe that could be a great little crafting space. There's so many little places in our lives where we can fit it in, and you just gotta have open eyes and open ears and just look for it and give yourself the gift of being able to craft at a moment's notice anywhere, anytime. And you might find that your life might just be a little more sparkly and a little more happy if you do get that sense of joy and pleasure and fun while you're crafting. I really encourage you all to, you know, focus on that and focus on the joy and the fun and let go of the frustration when it happens. I know it happens. It happens to me too. But I try and let it go, and I try and work with something when I feel like it's going wrong or it's going awry or it's going amok. Just try to guide myself back into, okay, I don't like this exactly the way it is, but how could I make it better? And if I just keep asking myself that one little question, how could I make it better? It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be the best Mona Lisa that was ever made. But is there something I could do to this that would just make it a smidge better? And if I'm really not liking it, anything that I do to it, it has got to be better than what it is. And even if it doesn't turn out to be anything at all that I like in the end, at least I had a fun exploratory process of looking at things differently. And in that, there's great learning. And there's great adventure, and there's great moments of your life where you're actually creating something new, something from nothing. It may not be perfect or beautiful, but there is a positive experience in the process of creating it. I try not to get too married to any supplies, like, oh, I have to always use it. Well, I do with that, with the, I don't have to always use my oxide colors or whatever, but my dyes, but you know, try different things and expand your universe. Your crafting area, if it's anything like mine, shrinks to a 1 foot by 1 foot size space. It doesn't matter if I'm in a room, if I'm in front of the television, if I'm at the kitchen table, but when I pull out my stuff, all of a sudden, that's all I've got left. I've got my 1 foot by 1 foot space to work. And so I'm thinking about, instead of fighting that, what if I embrace it? What if I just look at, you know, I really craft in a 1 foot by 1 foot space, and I could take that map of that 1 foot by 1 foot space and I could place that anywhere. Really, if I can do it here at home, I could do that anywhere. So trying to open up possibilities, and I hope this was something that you tickled your fancy a little bit. I'm always curious to hear about how you guys adapt crafting into your lives and your world. So, let us know, and That's the topic for today. We've got a lot more coming for you. Here, I keep talking about the we. There's me. I've got a lot more coming for you. I've got a whole list of video and podcast ideas for you coming soon. So I hope you're out there having lots of fun. I hope you are remembering that fun can be simple and that you are creating with reckless abandon. And come over and check out my latest videos on the YouTube. I've got a series right now called Using Up Book Pages, which has about 52 episodes in it, and I just started another set of episodes called Journal Page Layout Ideas, and I think I'm going to be starting another episode series using junk mail for junk journals. And there's like a myriad of things that we can do with junk mail. There's so many different things, and we'll never run out of supply. So that's awesome. And I think most people have access to junk mail. So I think that might be fun too. And so there's a lot of things coming, and I look forward to talking to you guys again. Stay tuned, and have an awesome day, everybody. Happy crafting. Take care.